is going on here with the Unimmaculata that supposedly the Holy Father, he didn't know that it was going to be at the tree planting ceremony on Friday, and he was totally taken by surprise. What's really going on here?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out myself. So the tweet you're referring to, I'm just pulling it up in my Twitter feed here. So essentially, I was watching on, Tuesday morning, I believe it was. Yeah, October 8th, I was watching some footage from what transpired in St. Peter's Basilica for the day, prior to the morning working session of the Synod. You know, the Synod Fathers, they have a two working sessions every day where they're discussing things, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So their morning session was preceded by some sort of prayer service in St. Peter's Basilica with the Pope and with what looked to be a large gathering of indigenous people or their supporters. I think a combination of both. And I noticed in the footage that here again we have this weird wood-carved statue, you know, a nude pregnant woman, the same that was in the Vatican Gardens last week Friday, and it's in this canoe. So they had it on the floor of St. Peter's Basilica, and they were all in a circle around it. Thankfully, they weren't bowing down to it this time.
Okay.
But then I also noticed at the end of this prayer service, it was literally carried out in procession. You know, they had the processional cross, and they're processing out of St. Peter's Basilica and to the Synod Hall where the Synod Fathers gather for their discussions. And this thing is literally carried in procession by indigenous people in the canoe. And so it's obviously a very important symbol or object for this Synod, and yet there's been no official explanation given by the Vatican as to what in the world it actually is and what it means.
Now, this is an abomination to people like our mutual friends from the tradition, family, and property, wherever they go in procession and saying rosary processions, and I've been in about a half a dozen of them, they always have Our Blessed Lady of Fatima on a beautiful platform with palls. You know, you got four pallbearers. And we just did this in New Orleans. You carry her in a procession, you know, you venerate her and honor her, and it doesn't matter where you are. You know, people stop to take photographs and look. Hey, look at that. Wait, what is that? This is just I don't know if it's canonically evil or not, but it's just for those people that have carried Our Blessed Lady in procession, whether she's Blessed Lady of Fatima or Guadalupe or whichever form the Blessed Virgin appears in. This is just an outrage. It's outrageous.
Best case scenario, an emphasis on best case scenario, if this is meant to represent Our Lady, as you say, it's an outrage. I mean, Our Lady would be horrified and is profoundly offended if this image is supposed to represent her. I guarantee she would never approve of a nude image of herself. That should be self-evident. And if these people are representing Our Lady as such, they need to be corrected, and this
yes.
image needs to be destroyed. But, I mean, unfortunately, the reality, the more likely prospect is that it's some sort of pagan symbol, and that's exactly, you referenced the TFP, LifeSite News, Diane Montagna, their Rome
good reporter, by the way. Top of the line, Diane Montagna.
She interviewed an indigenous leader who apparently, I think he may have been raised Catholic, but he's now evangelical. And as I mentioned in some other tweets, he probably left the church because of all the liberation theology garbage that they're preaching down there. And he kind of alluded to that in his interview. Anyway, she asked him point blank, and LifeSite has a good video clip of this exchange between her and the indigenous leader. He confirmed it was 100. The thing that happened in the Vatican Gardens was 100% a pagan ceremony. So I don't think there's much question at this point as to what this wood-carved naked pregnant woman symbolizes. It's not Our Lady.
And the fact that this is happening, it happened, it was part of, at least tertiary, Matt, it was associated as part of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. This is just an outrage. But you know what? I'm not surprised. Because, again, I went to a my good friends Don and Dusan and Rusty and Dusan. We all went to the same presentation that the TFP gave on this, and we saw worse than that. Let me tell you, I saw priests and bishops doing far worse than that in the Shamazon leading up to this, and that's what the presentation was. So I'm not shocked about this, but I guess I kind of am, and I'm saddened, as I bet you are, that they are actually pulling the trigger on this madness.